Coast.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Sybil Wilkes.
Morning Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Thank God it's Friday, TJMS fam. You want to know where I am?
Where
you
are
want
you?
To know where I am?
Where are
yes,
you?
Sir.
Yo, boy, Huggy Lowdown's in Birmingham. That's right, from the 202 to the 205, live in Alabama. And I'm with Birmingham last night at the Jazz Underground, listening to the sounds of this brother from Tuscaloosa by the name of Alvin Garrett. Remember that name, Sybil, Alvin Garrett.
Okay.
That boy can sing. He had those women soggy last night.
Soggy.
Soggy. And it was so many women, beautiful Birmingham women, my kind of women, too. You know when you're looking for a diamond, they talk about the three C's, color, cut, and clarity?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's the same process with women with me, except it's the three W's. Women that work, eat wings, and know how to do the wobble.
What?
You just might be the fourth W, my wife. Let's count down these contenders real quick. Contender number one, Monica Lewinsky. Now,
what?
She want to write a tell-all book about Bill Clinton after 14 years?
Yeah.
After Bill Clinton delivered that beautiful speech? Is she crazy? After 14 years, now you want to spit it out?
Oh, that's a good one, huh?
Contender number two, Lindsay Lohan. Yep, LL, or Liquor Lush, was charged with hit and run in New York after she popped this pedestrian in her Porsche, then peeled out before Popo popped her ass. And this isn't Lindsay's first incident with crashing her car. In fact, she gets in so many accidents, the airbag manufacturer sends her Christmas cards. Contender number three, Ben Vereen. Ben Vereen has filed for a divorce from his wife after 36 years of marriage.
36.
36 years of marriage, Tom. When I first heard this story, I was shocked. I said, Ben Vereen still living? And why after 36 years you filing for a divorce? So now Ben Vereen is 65 and single. How the hell he going to meet somebody 65 and single? He ain't funny. He don't have a TV show. He ain't on no radio show. He don't make clothes. He don't paint. He don't make hot sauce. He don't have a comedy club. Let me tell you something, George. These women don't want any old-ass chicken. That shiggity can give you bird flu or salmonella. Contender number three, Paul Ryan. Did Mitt Romney's running mate say that Mitt was obviously inarticulate?
Yes.
What, the Sarah Palin? Yep. That Mr. Paul P90X Ryan said after reporters asked him about Mitt Romney's 47% secretly videotape. Well, let me elegantly state this. Mr. 47%er, you are the Bama of the week, week. That's right, Mitt. Different day, same Mitt. Stardome tonight. I'm at the Stardome tonight through Sunday. Me and Chris Paul, baby.